In Aldous Huxley's novel, Brave New World, the story presents a debate between a futuristic artificial society versus a more familiar savage way of life. The savage reservation gives the reader a more relatable society because certain parts are similar to life now.
Today I'll be introducing Lindsay Davis, debating for the dystopian society, and Carson Bacher, who will be debating against it.
I'm Lindsay Davis, and I will be debating for the dystopian society. In the novel Brave New World, there is no discontent because the people are all socially happy and working in a job that best suits their abilities.
It's an excellent point you made, Miss Davis. Yet I believe that the novel Brave New World is a dystopia because its inhabitants are hypnopedically programmed from birth. They do not think for themselves, and they live in an emotionless society.
That's a good point, Mr. Bacher, but I believe the people of the society do have emotion because they are hypnopedically trained to believe that their social class is the best, and they walk around thinking, oh, I'm so glad I'm not an alpha if they aren't an alpha, or I'm so glad I'm not an epsilon if they aren't an epsilon. I believe they are also happy because after going to their jobs, which are suited to them individually, they are given a ration of soma, which makes them happy as well.
Drug-induced happiness is not real happiness. The inhabitants of the Brave New World society become so dependent and almost addicted to soma that they end up living an almost robotic life.
Having so many twins eliminates competition and allows everyone to be the best because they're all the same.
Another topic I would like to hit on is Bokanovsky's process, because it takes away individuality. With everyone being created in labs, having almost 100 identical people created at the same time, there's no diversity, and it takes away all the wonders of childbirth.
To sum things up, there are positives and negatives to the Brave New World society, which in the end can be debated to argue for or against, just as different issues arise. It's your choice, in the end, which category you fall under.
Thank you for joining us on today's discussion of Brave New World. We hope we brought you some insight as you've listened to Mr. Bacher and Ms. Davis debate.